Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
How do you do what you do with me? I was driving around yesterday, and I don't know why this grabbed me. I saw a bus. Had a big, so you know how buses are covered with the various advertisements? They have a new system, a sort of a signage that you actually stick onto the bus. And the question was, why renter's insurance? And under it, because landlords don't cover your stuff. I thought, I don't know why. You know, I make my living as an advertiser. And sometimes catchy phrases get me. It's like Target, buy more, get less. Or no, get more, pay.
I don't think that's what Target says. No. But okay.
But you know what I mean.
It's a tough business model, but okay.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean about advertising slogans. Anyway, hi. Welcome to the DJV program. Thanksgiving weekend is upon us. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. The Dougster with a focus on living longer. All right. Now, this in face of the stats that are out that life expectancy has fallen for three consecutive years. So how do all this stuff square, Victoria?
Well, separately from that study, and that's just in the U.S., this new study is the largest analysis ever performed, and the focus was the relationship between the environment and human longevity. This included 8 million people and 7 countries.
Wow.
And so here is something that you, Doug, will be very happy to hear.
Mm-hmm.
This is done by the World Health Organization.
And or the World Horse Organization.
Yeah, the World Horse Organization.
Yes.
Well, horses will benefit from this. So the World Health Organization and the Lancet Planet Health together, they're the ones who did all of this. And so it had one simple finding. When you are exposed to greenery or greenness around your home, your probability to die is a lot less compared to those with less greenness around their home. Now, specifically,
I should be all set. I got 140 acres of greenery all around me.
Well, you're doing just fine then. Specifically, the research team found that for every 10% increase in vegetation that's within 1,600 feet of your home, your probability of death dropped by 4%.
Wow. Have you seen pictures of my house?
I think so.
There are these huge old maple trees that surround the house.
I don't know if I've seen the new house or the old house.
No, this is the one I've lived in the last 4 years. Has maple trees all around it, stands of old, old maple trees. In the spring, remind me, I'll post. There's a picture probably posted someplace, but it really is something I'm very thankful for because it keeps everything cool. It's so green. It's so bright. Wow, that's really,
it
makes common sense, doesn't it, when you think about it? All the good things that happen around greenery.
Yeah, it does. They said that they found in the countries that they studied, the U.S., Australia, Canada, China, Spain, Italy, and Switzerland, they found that the results in every country was exactly the same. Mm-hmm. That the more greenery that was around you, now they say green space can be grass, trees, or gardens. It can be public or private space. Wow. It doesn't mean that you need to live on 140 acres. It just means if you're within 1,600 feet of a garden, a public park, whatever it is, that data showed the same in every country. It was very consistent. And so they say that looking at plants is known to lower stress. And so they feel that people who live near green space have, obviously, there's better air quality because the trees and the oxygen and everything is better. And so they say a single tree pumps out enough oxygen for 4 people to breathe. And so if you are around a park or just green space in general, you're going to have just better air quality. And so the interesting thing is when you talk about like what this study finds, which I do think is very interesting, and then you compare it to one of the recent statistics we talked about, I think even in relation to the farm show, that by the year 2022, 80% of America will live in urban and suburban areas.
Right.
We're moving closer and closer to cities.
From what makes us healthy.
And moving away from greenery. Yeah. And maybe that's the connection, that the last 3 years, Americans are dying at a really alarming rate from various things. Suicide, depression, alcoholism, opioids, all kinds of stuff.
So, and that's because they were closed in. If you go back to the history of the country, and we think about that a lot on Thanksgiving weekend, the essence of where we came from, the agrarian economy, everybody grew their own food, gardens everywhere. They didn't live as long, but they didn't know how to deal with it. They didn't have medicine. And, you know, as much as I kind of wrangle off on, modern medicine, there's been so many there's so much good constructive medicine if you can figure out what the good stuff is and use it and apply it to yourself. But in my case, as you're suggesting, this area, I have 800 acres of farmland that I work with. I have three other people that work with me on this land during the course of the good weather months. And being around that greenery, especially in May and June and July, depending on how much weather, rain we have, you know, stays green. And I hadn't thought about it that way, but, you know, I'm always talking about the photosynthetic process and how that works. And I got to think that in part, having better and purer oxygen, being, you know, having it accessible, it travels for sure, and so the oxygen does get into the cities. But when you're right there, as the carbon dioxide is exchanged in the photosynthetic process, I mean, think about it in another way. Think about how amazing, if you know, we get so worked up about mundane stuff. You want to know what's really important and what's really amazing is how the planet works. The greenery gives us life. You think that's an accident? I think one of the things about Thanksgiving weekend is giving thanks, whether you believe in God or spirit or universal intelligence or whatever it is, if you believe in something that is greater than you are, than we are, that is responsible for this collective amazement that's around us. Think about your body and how it works. When you eat all of that stuff over the weekend, the leftovers or whatever, and your stomach actually digests it, and your body is nourished by it. Think about that. And, you know,
this study even found that touching plants, which is something you would never think of, but actually touching plants. And you spend a lot of time outdoors, too, even kind of regardless of the weather. But they actually say that if you just by touching a plant, it actually changes the microbiome of our skin, and it actually helps improve our immune system.
Yeah.
So after seeing this, I'm getting a million plants, and if they all die, I'm going to keep buying new ones because I need some plants indoors. But that's what they say, too. Look, if you don't have a lot of outdoor space or if you're not really close to outdoor greenery, you can pack your indoor environment with plants, and it has the same effect. So if you are living in a city or in an apartment building or whatever, you get the same effect, and it's positive for your, you know, air quality and like the microbiome stuff and just overall having the greenness around you.
The mortality rate you were talking about a minute or so ago, not to throw cold water on this, but the reality is that people who are your age are dying faster, not people my age. Because the whatever it is, the unhealthy moving into the city, if that's part of it, the way our lifestyles are, things that get into people's systems, the drug overdoses, the suicides, the alcohol-related illnesses, obesity, that sort of thing. When you get into your late 60s,
processed food, I'm gonna add processed food in because my entire generation has grown up on processed food.
Fat crap that you buy in a fast food store,
chemicals.
Fast food restaurant. Yep, all the chemicals there. So you look at these numbers, 40%, suicide rates jump 40% among people 25 to 64. Kara, what do you think of that? You're in that age bracket. Why is it that people who are your age, I hope you haven't got any knowledge of firsthand of somebody doing this, but we've exercised some of this thought before.
Well, unfortunately, I do have firsthand experience
of
it.
I'm sorry about that.
Multiple people that I've gone to school with. I don't know. I think that people have grown up in an age where they are very stressed and they're not sure how to express themselves. Mm-hmm. And
why are they so stressed, though? What causes the stress?
I don't know. I think part of it is mental illness, and I don't know if there's really an increase in mental illness among people or just a recognition of it. I kind of think that people are just more willing to recognize and talk about it. I think one of my best friends, his dad did it a few years ago, and that was really shocking and surprising, but I think a lot of people's parents feel that way, and they just have never been able to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And I know two people who are parents of friends in that generation.
And they just get to a point where they don't have to take care of their kids anymore, and maybe they're either retiring or they've been at a job for 40-something years, and they get to a point where they can't handle it anymore. Honestly, I wish I knew. I think it's a combination of depression. I think it's this pressure to do well in school and then to be able to get into college and then to go to grad school. And then you're graduating from all of those things and you're still not able to get a job or you're, only get a job below.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've got tons of debt. And I don't know, you feel this pressure because of social media that everything has to look perfect, even if it's not perfect. And I think it just honestly gets so overwhelming for people that
a huge part of it.
They feel like they can't handle it anymore. And then in a spur of the moment decision, they do it. It's sad.
Spur of the moment is very interesting, the phrase spur of the moment.
Yeah, and most of the time, I think those people have been dealing with things for a long time, but I think it is a decision that just happens, and if someone else was there or able to help them, then maybe it wouldn't happen in that situation. But
food for thought on the DJV program. Happy Thanksgiving weekends, 18 after the hour.
Technology Truth, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truth.
Truth, you will certainly send any text about your supervisor to your supervisor.
What's with Janet's bangs? Did she lose a bet with a weed whacker? LOL. And send. Wait, no.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Janet, I think my phone was hacked or something.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast, automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Schlage are the makers of the Encode Smart Wi-Fi Deadbolt. That's right, your front door lock connected to your Wi-Fi. So let's say family shows up at your house and you're not at home. As Leo Dess explains, just send them an e-key.
So notifications is a somewhat underappreciated but overly used, if you would, benefit of a smart lock. Just having the awareness of who's coming on and who is at your door and is definitely a great benefit of the product.
And if your Wi-Fi goes down?
So not only is the Wi-Fi down, you can use a key, but there's also a keypad on it. So if you don't have a key, you can get in. So there's multiple ways that you can access the door, depending on what you're looking for, too. If you, say, go for a run and you don't have your phone on you, you can come to the door and use the keypad to get in. And when all fails, if you want, you can use the old key that still works there, yes.
More is at Schlage.com. That's Schlage.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Change at the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, and Doug. We celebrate Thanksgiving weekend. Get into the Christmas music that will be all around us. Ronnie Spector. Ah, this is a blast from the past. Let's crack this up, Kara. Sounds like Ronnie to me. Think about what are in the Christmas classic arsenal that she has. Some of the most played Christmas music from the Ronettes. Frosty the Snowman, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus. So now she's teamed up with L. King for this song, Under the Mistletoe. Let's listen to a little more of it. Spector said, everybody knows I love Christmas. I'm thrilled to sing this new holiday song for a worthy cause. Spector said it was great to collaborate with L. King on the tune, benefit the artist-led charity The Art of Elysium. Song officially available for download on Black Friday. So something we'll hear more about this Christmas season, hopefully. Up next, more Christmas music. Paul McCartney now, focusing on the serenade that he provided for his wife's company. You want to have him come to your house for the holiday? Who's having a holiday party? Who wants to invite Paul McCartney?
Well, I think it would be pretty fun.
It would be a lot of fun, and he's good at that sort of thing. Fans asking on social media. Footage appeared on the social pages serenading McCartney serenading his wife Nancy at a company holiday party in Jersey City. He joined the band at the party to sing the Beatles' classic, I Saw Her Standing There, from 63. This is great.
Woo! Saw her standing there.
Nancy Shevel is her name. McCartney and Nancy attending the party for New England Motor Freight. She's an executive at the company, which is owned by her family. Spokesman for Landmark Hospitality, which owns Hudson House, where the party took place, said they were thrilled McCartney stopped by. Of course they were. Who wouldn't be? McCartney, his wife, and their entire staff were all a pleasure to work with, and we hope to continue the tradition. Nice memory, don't you think? It would be very cool.
It was actually cute video footage, too. The audio is not good enough to play on the air, but if you definitely look it up, it's really cute.
Right.
They seem like a great couple. They're, I think he really found his match with her.
Yeah? How long have they been married?
I don't know. I don't know.
Pretty much. I think
5 years,
you know,
maybe? Maybe more?
The older you get, the more mature you get, and you understand what you like, what you know about yourself, and what will work with you. And I think he's a pretty good example of that.
Yeah, they got married in 2011, so 8 years. I don't know how long they were together before then, but...
Mm-hmm. They were in New York dated, because she's a New Yorker.
She's a New Yorker,
and so, so that's when that kind of started. He moved to New York to basically date her, and then they've been together ever since.
There you go. Snoop Dogg up next year. When you think of Christmas, do you think of Snoop Dogg? But he says he wants to ease the stress of the holidays with his lullaby album. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a real lullaby album called Rockabye Baby. Good night tunes, record full of lullaby versions of all of his hits. The album will drop as part of Record Store Day, Black Friday, Black Weekend, whatever. The album will feature gentle, melodic renditions of Drop It Like It's Hot, Dog Doggy World, lullaby renditions of Snoop Dogg.
I feel like I could take a nap right now.
I know, right?
I really like this.
Yes. This is just ahead of the album's release. Snoop gave some previews with a soothing version of Gin and Spice. That's what this is.
Gin and Juice.
Gin and Juice.
Gin and Spice. Gin and Juice. It's probably his biggest hit.
Gin and Snoop. All right, we all feel better now, everybody?
I feel a little more relaxed.
I found a Christmas present for my brother-in-law.
Does he like Snoop?
Oh, yeah.
There we go. It's 28 past the hour, DJ.
Shop Lowe's for Black Friday deals on gifts perfect for those on your list. Now you can save $80 on a DeWalt 2-tool 20-volt max brushless cordless combo kit featuring a drill, impact driver, two batteries, and charger, all for just $149. And get a 200-piece Cobalt Mechanics tool set for just $99. This set is a $500 value and includes tools perfect for everyday projects and more. If you're up in the air about what gift to give, remember, a Lowe's gift card is always a great choice. This Black Friday, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 12/4, U.S. only.
Don't wait for Black Friday to get a great deal. Just head to the Dodge Black Friday sales event to get Employee Pricing Plus all month long. That means it's easier than ever to get a new Dodge Durango, the performance-driven SUV with available all-wheel drive. Whether you're rolling out with friends or family, Durango's 7-passenger seating capacity means there's room for everyone. Employee Pricing Plus is here all November long at the Dodge Black Friday sales event. Offers available on the purchase or lease of a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must take retail delivery by 12/2/19. See dealer for details.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The president is spending his Thanksgiving in Afghanistan. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump making an unannounced visit to Afghanistan, delivering Thanksgiving greetings and serving food to U.S. troops.
I've just come from serving Thanksgiving dinner to some of you. I recognize already some of you in the audience, and we had a good time.
The president, having recently expressed his desire to draw down forces in America's longest-running war, there are currently about 15,000 U.S. and NATO forces still serving in Afghanistan. For you, USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president also says the United States has resumed talks with the Taliban. After meeting with the Afghan president, he said the Taliban wants to make a deal and he'll stay until a deal is done. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Four at the hour on the DJV program. Original content, new stuff. Conversation continues as we work our way through the weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. I thought it was interesting, Victoria and Kara, and all those of you who are former members of the Girl Scouts of the USA. They shared a newsletter, a reminder in the newsletter to parents that parents ought not to force their daughters to show affection to relatives during the holidays. What do you think of that, ladies?
I think it's true. I don't think any kid should be forced to hug someone or... I don't like when parents do that. You know, oh, go give so-and-so a hug. And it's like they don't even know who this person is.
The headline is Forced Affection, Not Okay. And
I think that should be true for anyone. Kids, yeah, adults. If someone doesn't, like, Victoria's not a hugger. I am a hugger. No. I hug people all the time, but I have a few friends who are not, and so I, like, ask, or I wait for them to approach me first.
And I just want to have a sign that says, I don't do hugs.
Really?
Okay. I mean, I hug
some people. Did I hug you when we first met? I don't remember.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think your body language should say it all anyway. If you're interested in giving somebody a hug, great. If you aren't, then just don't. Don't approach them. I don't know, if somebody approaches you, what do you do? Jump back? I don't know how to handle that one, but, it's not the pressure to do silly stuff. I just saw this post, 965 people liking it on my I'm posting it on my personal Facebook page. The article discusses forced affection, and this is especially as it applies to family. The Girl Scouts say that it could lead girls to question whether or not they might owe others physical affection.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting psychological.
I can totally understand that.
Yeah. The notion of consent may seem very grown up, like something that doesn't pertain to children, said the developmental psychologist who wrote the article. But the lessons girls learn when they're young about setting physical boundaries and expecting them to be respected should last a lifetime and can influence how a young woman feels about herself and her body. Well, that's interesting and actually apt. It makes a lot of sense. She goes on to say that teaching children about consent early on can help them understand their rights when lines are being crossed, as well as teaching them why they ought to seek help if the boundaries are making them uncomfortable. Instead of a blanket ban on family affection, the organization encourages parents to decide how and when they would like to show affection, which does make sense as well. So this goes back. Think about, why do you think you don't like a hug, Victoria? What happened?
I don't dislike a hug. I just don't.
Well, you selective hugs, maybe, and they may mean more.
Yeah, it just depends on the person. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the question really is, why does Kara love hugging everyone? I think that's a better question.
Well, I think we should be clear. It's not everyone. I'm not going up to strangers on the street, or I'm not going into an
elevator
and hugging people.
You're not Judah Freelander in that Dave Matthews video?
I'm definitely not going to be the person giving away free hugs. I don't need to hug everyone, but I love hugging people that I love. And so, I don't know, for me, it's just the most comfortable way if I'm saying hello or goodbye to people that I haven't seen for a while or friends that I haven't seen in 2 days, then I would like to say, I like to say hi by hugging them. I don't know. I just think it's a nice way of expressing emotion. Yeah.
Here's somebody that responded on social media. Please, Girl Scouts, keep your advice to yourself. Don't ask your daughters to hug. Relatives could send the wrong idea about consent. I understand the environment we live in, but my relatives are my loving family. I was a Girl Scout once. Okay.
So I'm confused. That person saying...
Says, keep the... I want to have hugs and I want to give hugs and don't tell me I shouldn't be doing that.
What does that have to do with the Girl Scouts?
It doesn't. That's the reason. One of the reasons I read it is because it's sort of inappropriate. It shows you how you can misunderstand, misinterpret, misappropriate the information... that seems to be pretty obvious here, at least as far as what we can figure out anyway. The posting is just this. Reminder, she doesn't owe anyone a hug, not even at the holidays. And then somebody else said, here's another response. It's teaching youngsters manners, something apparently unimportant to the new Girl Scouts. I don't know what that means.
Wait a second. Having good manners, you can shake a hand then and look someone in the eye and say nice to meet you or nice to see you, whatever. That person is just setting women back 50 years. That's ridiculous.
Here's a guy named Carlos Danger who says this is feminazism. Nonsense.
Wow.
On a thin mint. Anyway,
it's frustrating to me because I hear those excuses all the time that immediately brush off anything that has to do with women or women wanting to be more comfortable or anything like that. Suddenly it's a feminist issue, and so it's able to be dismissed because, you know, feminists are all crazy and stupid and blah, blah, blah. No, not wanting someone to have to hug someone that they don't want to hug. I don't understand what that has to do with
feminism.
Here's
a lady named Leticia who says...
You should care about your daughters and your sons being comfortable. I'm sorry.
Thanks for the tweet, Girl Scouts. I absolutely wish that the family I was raised in had adhered to this practice and the greater principle at play. Your daughter doesn't owe anyone physical affection for any reason. Female bodies should never be playgrounds for quid pro quos. I think that's taking it, you know, farther out than it might be, but I think it does end up in perhaps these situations that...
Well, the reason that she probably mentioned the quid pro quo, which now we're hearing about it with, you know, Ukraine, but that's actually something that is in modern sexual harassment awareness training in companies and stuff. That's where that phrase really gets used the most. And it's talking about like forced affection, and if a guy wants to hug you, then a woman has to hug him back, and in a business environment, things like that. That's where a quid pro quo gets brought up a lot in modern times. So that's probably why she said that.
Speaking of Ukraine, the Democratic Coalition filed an ethics complaint against Representative Devin Nunes. I think that's how you pronounce his name. It could possibly place him under review for violating House rules. The complaint, if you heard this, alleges that he violated the rules by meeting with a former Ukrainian official in an attempt to investigate the Bidens.
Taxpayer dime, too.
Yeah. Complaint was filed with the Office of Congressional Ethics. Democratic Coalition wrote House Intelligence Committee ranking member Devin Nunes allegedly met foreign officials on an overseas congressional delegation using taxpayer funds, which appears to be related to getting materials solely for the purposes of domestic politics. So this is about the investigation.
$63,000, I think, spent. Yeah.
But what was he trying to do? He's a member of the House Intelligence Committee, and these guys go on junkets all the time. What did he do? What was he doing? He was trying to
calm the situation
down?
No, he was trying to dig up dirt on the Bidens, and he's to ingratiate himself to Trump and Giuliani. That's what the accusation is. They know for sure they have flight records that place him and two other people in Ukraine. So they just are now investigating further to see exactly what meetings he took, because none of that is official business. It's just not. That's where this whole Ukraine phone call comes into play.
Yeah, there's a whole review that's necessary, I think, needed to look at overview or have oversight on some of these trips, these junkets these people take. They're all over the place all the time taking trips that are of no value to the taxpayer or to the government. It's abused, completely abused. The whole system is another way of wasting millions of taxpayer dollars. Good God. Speaking of that, we've restarted operations to fight ISIS. One wonders if that's going to do any good. Syria is the location. Military officials confirming this week new operations started with a clearance mission in eastern Syria resulted in multiple ISIS casualties. You think you're going to get rid of all of them? I wish there was another way of doing this.
Well, we pulled out of Syria, and then ISIS pops back up again.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Whack-a-mole.
That's what I'm saying.
And so we never, you know, this is what the military intelligence experts were saying all along. If we pull out the way that Trump wanted to do it so quickly, and the troops were literally just on foot marching away, everyone could see them leaving, ISIS pops back up 2 days later. That's what we were warned would happen. Now we're
at
back
least,
in there, and we may have to start something even larger than what was going on before.
Well, it's the whole thing. We should never go into the Middle East. It goes back to George Bush. It goes back to a lot further back than that, us being involved in the Middle East. Eight journalists and activists have been arrested in Saudi Arabia over the past couple of weeks as well.
This is not good news for them.
Human
we
rights
know what
group
happened to Jamal Khashoggi. So
reported Saudi authorities raided the journalists' homes, arrested them, and took all their devices. Organization says more writers have been arrested. They're still working on identifying them. The latest report noted that writers, activists, and critics remain in Saudi prisons. They don't have they have no constitution. The royal family decides whether you live or die, and they've been subjected, these people, to abuse and torture, according to some of the reports, as the Saudis crack down on dissent. The crown prince consolidating power, man, this guy's a real piece of work. Censorship all over the place. Hell, has anybody reminded him it's 2019?
Remember when
he
thought he was like cool
women
and
can
new?
Drive now.
Yeah. We're all like, oh, he gives women the right to drive. He must be like hip and with it in 2019. Right. Yeah, I guess not.
And he's friends with Jared Kushner, so he must be normal. And nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah. All right, so here's this is one for the books. A priceless diamond, or a bunch of them apparently, have been stolen this week from a museum in Germany. Largest art heist in post-war history. This sounds like a James Bond or some kind of a spy or some kind of an exciting movie. The thieves broke into this museum, stole multiple sets of diamond jewelry. Police say the two thieves might have started a fire near the museum, which disabled their security alarm and that allowed them to sneak in and sneak out. There's a window open on the first floor of the museum. Augustus the Strong established this collection in a vault of the early 1700s. A lot of World War II stuff in there as well. So anyway, and
this is going to be a movie.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The way that this was pulled off, yeah, right. And they have no idea who the suspects are. They already found the Audi, the getaway car, but they don't know anything more than that. So
movie time.
Perfect crime.
Movie time. 46 after the hour. Speaking of time here on the DJV program, if you want to know why more and more women are going bald, you might want to listen to the current Good Day Health Show, the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920-MACHINE.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Lidocaine Patch. Salonpas Lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizumitsu.
Technology Truth, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truth.
Truth, you will certainly send any text about your supervisor to your supervisor.
What's with Janet's bangs? Did she lose a bet with a weed whacker? LOL. And sent. Wait, no.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Janet, I think my phone was hacked or something.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now to ask some questions of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So let's get at it. Ask Dr. Ken. Here's a lady, 33-year-old black woman, who opted for a healthier lifestyle several years ago, she says, which included no longer using relaxer for my hair. I don't even know what that is. However, since doing so, my hair has been shedding consistently. So why do people, maybe the question here is both men and more women you see these days, Ken, have lost or are losing their hair. Why is that? What? Because is it male? How can you call it male pattern baldness if it's a woman?
Well, there are genetic tendencies in both sexes, but a hair relaxer, this is a cream or lotion that makes the hair easier to straighten and manage. And whether she's having a reaction, her scalp had a reaction to this, you know, you need a good dermatologist to go in there and examine her scalp and see what's going on. There may be some inflammation that was created by this product, and it's getting in the way of her hair growing.
Do you recommend people washing their hair every time they take a shower? Let's say, I'm guessing you do, I do, take a shower pretty much every day or a bath. Should one wash one's hair? Does it make a difference whether you're men or women? You have a lot of women that go get their hair done, quote unquote, and then they don't wash their hair with regularity. What is your recommendation there?
I think it's a good idea to once a day with a, not overdo it, but with a, you know, with a good shampoo that's going to be nice and gentle but effective on the hair. It's a good idea once a day. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Do you think that shampoo, some of the cheaper ones, or conditioners plug up the pores in your hair, and that may cause...
Yes.
Yeah. So
talk to, you know, they're a hair specialist, the person who cuts your hair. They deal with this all the time. Ask them their advice for you, because I think you have to individualize it. It depends on, you know, the oiliness of your scalp.
Right.
And this has really become scientific. There are, it's no longer one size fits all. You no longer stay on baby shampoo for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. And although that's not bad for you, probably, is it?
Baby shampoo? Well, it can dry you out.
Dry you out.
It's great for babies, but for some people, it dries the scalp out terrifically.
Right.
So you have to individualize. Ask the person who cuts your hair for a recommendation. They know your scalp.
You've got a good head of hair. You use normal shampoos on it, and you keep it. I wonder if getting it cut more often, like the grass, if the grass is stimulated by mowing it more often, it grows more.
Well, so much of it is
the same with hair.
So much of it is genetic. It's your diet. You know how much protein you're taking in. Hair is protein, and how well you manage it and take care of it. And a lot of it has to do with your lifestyle.
There's some information floating around this week about a procedure that a lot of scientists, medical doctors are looking at called suspended animation. That is, the human body somehow, it sounds like a movie, doesn't it, huh? Gets put on pause while a medical procedure is done. Isn't that kind of what you do now when you are putting somebody to sleep? Isn't that what... But what happens?
Not quite. This is even more effective than what happens during general anesthesia. And this is not yet ready for prime time. This is research that's going on in the universities. You're talking about, especially at the University of Maryland in Baltimore, is pioneering this. This is people who come in with gunshot wounds and they're next to death, and they buy some extra time of life with the patient, so they lower their body temperature significantly by infusing very cool fluids into the body, and they cool the brain, they cool the blood, and this allows some extra time keeping the patient alive so the trauma surgeons can hopefully save their life. This is under very specialized research settings on very specific patients, gunshot wound or stab wound patients, and have had a cardiac arrest, these patients.
All right. Next is a focus or a question about tinnitus. I never know how to pronounce this. Tinnitus. It makes some people's lives miserable. There's a new supposedly, I don't know if it's an operation or what, explain if we can, brain implant surgery that you can use. There's a trial of some patients now, apparently. So I wonder, maybe the question here is, how do you get rid of tinnitus, that ringing in your ear?
Tinnitus is a really difficult problem for many people to treat. Tinnitus, it can be common. If you have ear damage in the past, there's a lot of different causes from it. If you've experienced it, you know how miserable it can be.
Right.
We're running out of time, but the ear, nose, and throat doctor is the person who specializes in this. If your primary care can deal with it, we can talk more about it next week.
All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here answering your questions. It's 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.